If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Do you know that faking our relationship with Christ or becoming a good churchgoer, even member, without opening your life to Christ not only vaccinates you against the Holy Spirit working, but creates the inner atmosphere for sin to grow and develop?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Jerry. My friend, my wife and I have known a very successful potter artist. Not only have we enjoyed his work, but thousands of people have seen it and purchased it all over the country at art shows and galleries, not to mention magazine covers. His style is distinct. His designs and colors are all his. While I'm sure he could and would point to certain others that influenced him, he himself has been an influencer of hundreds of other artists. Sometimes when Janice and I are visiting various parts of the country, we may visit a store or walk through an art show just to enjoy some of the beauty, and then we see some pottery that looks very familiar. All we need to do is lift it up carefully and check the bottom and see his signature to know, sure enough, it's his. Then at other times we look and see something that is somewhat familiar, but not yet quite, and when we look, it's confirmed. No, it's not his. Just someone who has been influenced or even copied his style. It has some of the form, but not the reality of this master potter. Well, we're going to talk about that kind of sort of today as it applies to our lives on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to Lauren Daigle remind us that our hope is in Christ alone.
My strength and my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hands till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
In 2 Timothy 3, the Apostle Paul shares with his protege Timothy some ominous words that we need to dramatically attune to today. He ends this paragraph with some words that have always concerned me from the very first time I read them. It says, having a form of godliness. I didn't know what that meant, quite frankly, but the whole paragraph goes like this. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with them. On the one hand, this list of degradation would seem not all that unusual. You know, we know these words because we know people who fit these words. Certainly, these put even more description to what God said about humanity before the flood. It says, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. Of course, yes, this was just prior to God destroying all humankind except for Noah and his family. But throughout the centuries, there have been evil, corrupt societies like Nazi Germany. And you remember, some of you at least, the killing fields of Cambodia. And we have other instances. And yes, we see people right now who fit all these categories. Yet, what I think we must see here is a few things that will help us see that we are not swept up in this kind of rebellion. First of all, you might say, despite having religion, but it probably is rather because these have religion, a form of piety, a godliness, these individuals are this ugly in sin. Do you get what I said here? It wasn't just because, in spite of their religion, it perhaps was because of their religion, because they are not really in Christ, because Christ truly does not live within them. This exterior of piety not only hides, but nurtures the ungodliness within. Do you know that our faking our relationship with Christ, or becoming a good churchgoer or even member without opening your life to Christ not only vaccinates you against the Holy Spirit working, but creates the inner atmosphere for sin to grow and to develop? Some of the greatest religious people are also the most evil sinners. Secondly, notice the contrast he sets up. Godliness, like the work of the master potter, cannot be duplicated. Either you truly love God or you love yourself, love money, and love pleasure. All the other sins that were mentioned there kind of revolve around these three. God's love and love toward God is all-consuming, transforming the individual, you and me, if we allow him to, thoroughly. But when the work of God to remake you in Christ's likeness is not present, love of self will consume the person, like the creature in Tolkien's Hobbit, Gollum, becoming all evil all the time. Thirdly, he says that these outwardly religious, inwardly evil people will, in the last days of this age, take over, like it was in the days before the flood. Not just this society or that individual will become all evil, but all over, through and through, men's hearts and thoughts will incline toward these things. That's what we hear about in the New Testament. It will become like of the days of Noah. We certainly are seeing that with the world more interconnected than ever before. And the cancerous effects of every sort of disobedience, immorality, evil religion, murderous piety, prideful, abusive brutality is expanding exponentially. It is hard to imagine, but one day Hitler's regime will seem tame, and yet many will be unaware because they are just okay with it. My friend, before you dismiss this as something that just doesn't apply to you, because after all, you're just not that bad, or even more, that it is something that you will never see happen, it will be out of your lifetime, let me just draw you back to the beginning. Are you someone that has the living Christ, the living God dwelling within you, and it shows? Or are you just somewhat or even very religious? If you are the latter, you are like someone trying to copy the Master Potter. You are headed toward the mess we just described. Wouldn't you like him to come and dwell within you and remake you? You can, by turning away from your sin, even your fake religion, and turn toward him. Why don't you do that? Why don't you pray with me? Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I have been trying to be so religious, but I know I really don't have you inside me. Please forgive me of my pride and selfishness and sin, and cleanse me. Come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to write me. I want you to call me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. Or you can reach me online at Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in your new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.